trying to help take this offense forward and help make sure that this team takes a big step forward?
You know, I think everybody has that same mindset that they want to get better. You know, it's a good group of guys in this locker room. Everybody's striving to be the best player they can be. And we're all helping each other out no matter, you know, what the situation is. And I think that's the best, you know, situation that you can have for a team like that.
You were real excited to come to this team because of Bruce and Munchak and their Hall of Fame experience. How has it been now getting to work with them, even though it's just been a little time so far?
Oh, it's great. You know, when you do well, you know, they let you know what you did right in order to have success. And when you mess up, they let you know why you did it wrong and how you got beat. You know, I got beat today, and I was talking to Coach Matthews today, and he told me exactly what I did wrong, and I knew what he was talking about. So, you know, just a great experience to talk to two guys that have played the position and, you know, have strived and done well in that, and I'm trying to get to that level.
How much have you learned these 3 days going, I guess, as close to full speed as you've gone to this point with the veterans and all that going against you?
It's just fast. You know, it's a fast situation that I'm in. It's the NFL, you know. I wouldn't expect anything less. The speed's 20 times faster than Alabama, and you know, you just have to understand the play, the concepts, and move as fast as possible and make your calls.
The integration with the veterans around you, how much does that help that process?
You know, it's a big help. You know, just like in college, I relied a lot on veterans, you know, help me on plays during certain situations, and I'm doing the same thing here. But we help each other. I try to contribute as much as I can in terms of, you know, what I know. I'm limited on that, but obviously I'm trying to help as much as possible, too.
I don't know if this happens yet because you're not really hitting yet, but the guys always talk about that welcome to the NFL moment. Have you either had one of those or have had a moment?
Oh, yes. Pass protection, for one. The speed is tremendously, like I said before, a lot faster. Three techniques. Shea is a crowd in the line of scrimmage, almost offside. So, you know, I learned firsthand that you have to get off the ball in order to pass block. And I'm just learning, you know, little steps at a time. I'm learning from the older guys, and I'm learning through experience.
Is there a certain guy that helped you have that moment on the defensive side?
Everybody's good, man. You know, not one person, but everybody. Everybody here is exceptionally, you know, well in what they do. And, you know, I just appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to better myself and learn from these older guys.
In a different welcome to the NFL moment, Brian was just talking about how part of his rookie hazing is that you guys have to keep the snack table full at times.
All the time.
Is that, you're in on that too?
Oh, yeah. Big B, I call him Big B. Byron Stanley, he gave me his Costco card, so we go to Costco all the time and get snacks. Kroger, Walmart.
What are the must-haves on the snack table?
Big Country has to have, what's it called, Sun Drop. He has to have pork rinds, Louisiana hot, you know, and then, you know, just cookies, chips, all that good stuff.
Now, is it fair that they're asking the offensive linemen to go do this?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Matthews and Coach Munchak started it, you know, and obviously you have to carry it out the way they started it. And, you know, you only a rookie one time, so why not?